Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Gary, Keith, and Ron, the best booth in the game. Blue Jays versus the Mets today, 3:10 p.m. Coverage begins at 1:30 only on SNY. And there's right now, there's only one way to stream the Mets on SNY. That's the MLB app. All the amazing action with an enhanced viewing experience. Download the MLB app today. We welcome in Ron Darling. Happy home opener, Ronnie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, you said 20 years. I was just thinking I played for the Mets for 10. So I've been a Met playing or broadcasting for 30 years. That's almost half my lifetime. Crazy.
That is incredible. Is it still special for you, Ronnie, the home opener?
The home openers are always special. I always have goosebumps when they play the national anthems, two of them today. It's the one day, even as an old man now, that I really wish I was 25 again and could still play.
I don't blame you. Oh, my God, that's awesome. So, we were talking about this off air in our meeting before the show. I remember when the Mets finally got Gary. They were always chasing the catcher, and you guys were on the come up. You know, obviously, 84, you get Gary. He goes deep off Neil Allen in the opener in 85. And then now, obviously, Soto's here. Can you it's one thing to be opening at home, which is amazing, but when you import a mega superstar, it takes on a different level. What about the juice with Soto today?
You know, I want to give Gary Carter his credit there. I mean, I know it's hard to remember all the way back to the mid-80s, but when Carter was traded for and came to the Mets, that was a blockbuster of all time, and it really felt as though it was the bounce pass for us into a World Series, because we got, at that point, we had the best right fielder in the game, the best first baseman in the game, arguably now.
Mm-hmm.
Was great. And the best catcher.
Forget about Mattingly.
To go along with a good pitching staff. So, you know, it put us in rarefied air. And I think that's how Mets fans feel about the acquisition of Soto, that, you know, a couple of things. One, this is going to be the piece that gets them to the promised land, and I don't doubt that. And then secondly, you know, this is a weird thing, but, you know, a player decided to come to the Mets and not stay with the Yankees. That means a lot in this town.
Ronnie, you had said earlier in the offseason, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you, I think this was before they got Soto, saying you weren't necessarily a fan of going after one guy, singular guy, for $500 million or $765 million. Remember, the Mets had a special chemistry last year. Where are you at with that now from what you've seen with Soto gelling with this team in the spring and obviously the first, you know, six games of the season?
Hey, listen, anyone would want to get Soto. My argument was this: I thought the Mets, and this was before they signed Manaea and Winker and others, is that there was about five or six pieces that they needed other than Soto. But, you know, David Stearns and Steve Cohen, they not only got Soto, but they got most of the other parts they needed as well. So they did the job. I thought that if you just got Soto, that doesn't ensure that you're going to have as good a team as you had last year. But they added to that once they got Soto. So they did the right thing, obviously.
You know, as much as we love, you know, I love Soto and love the acquisition, it's going to be exciting. The main story of the season so far, Ronnie, has been Pete Alonso. What are you seeing from Pete that would give Mets fans hope that he could be back to peak performing Pete Alonso?
You know what's interesting is that Keith and I were on the field before opening game in Houston, and Keith was in a zone, and it was such a zone that Keith and I both commented to each other, said, boy, I mean, Keith is locked in. Or he's angry, or he's mad at us, one or the other. But it really was, he was just really locked in where both Keith and I looked at each other and said, boy, that's interesting. And he's been locked in ever since. So, you know, a lot of stuff happened in the offseason. There were a lot of good things said about Pete, some disparaging things said about Pete. And one of the great things about being an athlete is that if you can use that as fuel, chip on your shoulder and say, hey, I'm going to show them this year. And he's going to have an opportunity because he's going to have more chances to drive and run than ever in his career.
He looks awesome. He really does. And, of course, we're talking to Ron Darling, BT and Sound on the Fan. Year 20 in the SNY booth for those guys. They do an awesome job. You know, and I'll let Keith break this down, and you as a pitcher, you could obviously talk about this. But I think it's as simple as rediscovering his approach. Let the ball get deep. Go to center field. Go to right. Just bang it the other way with pop, which he did when he was younger. And I think that's why he morphed into a 230 hitter, because he got away from that approach. That's a simple way of explaining it. But does that make sense to you?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think what happens for all hitters and all pitchers as well is that you're always trying to tweak your game to get a little better. Hey, the greatest golfer in the world has changed his swing 3 or 4 times in Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
So that's just how athletes are made. You're just always trying to tweak it to get a little better. And sometimes for power hitters, it means, hey, how can I get the bat out and become more on the pull side? Because if I pull more balls in the air, they're definitely going to go out because I'm so strong. And what you have to realize that, you know, there's a foundation of what has made you great. And when Pete came up, he showed tremendous power to all fields. And that is a gift. Vientos has it, you know, in a lighter way. But that's a gift, that power to any field, because that means you can hit any pitch out. And I think he's that, just like you said.
Yeah.
And he carries that all year. He's going to be so dangerous. And, you know, you can envision him having a 150 year.
150. I was bumping up. But you're going to 150? 150 run?
Soto is on base 50% of the time for his career.
All right. So, listen, there's a lot of good stories here. Last year was a ton of fun. There's some elements that are different. The chemistry was all time last year. It's going to be tough to recreate that. You're going to have to be different. But for all the good, there's a couple of questions. You know, the staff, the defense has been spotty so far. But let's get to year two for Vientos. Listen, he's wearing it now. For some reason, he just looks like he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders, which he shouldn't because he was so good in October. I think he's going to be fine. I don't like the way he looks like not locked in, whether it's running balls out or knowing what to do when he fields a ball. Where's his head been so far?
Yeah, the game seems like it's moving a little fast for him right now, and I'm not even describing at the plate, on the bases and defensively especially. Listen, this guy's been through the ringer. It's one of the reasons I believe in him 1,000% that he's going to figure it out and have a great year this year, because he's already got that built-in toughness. He's going to figure it out. Six games, guys, I know it's hard, because we all have to kind of comment on things in real time, but it is six games. And you know how baseball runs. Guys can go 4 for 54. And if they start their season like that, you know, it makes them out to be a bad struggle.
Yeah.
I would give him till Labor Day. And if you're seeing a player that has not matched what he did last year, then I'd say fine.
Yeah, but Ronnie, hold on. Excuse me. I'm not talking about the performance. I know he's going to eventually hit. I was surprised, and I don't want to go nuts. I know Lindor spoke to him. So did the manager and the first base coach. To me, you could go 0 for 30 with 25 punchies, and if I think you can hit, I still think you're going to hit eventually. I just don't know why he doesn't seem locked in. That surprises me.
Yeah, you make a great point. I wasn't answering your question, and that was that he looks lost out there, and I agree with you with that. But a lot of times for a lot of young players, this is always going to be the toughest season. This will be the toughest season he ever plays in the big leagues, because they've had an entire offseason to prepare for him and prepare to get him out. So that's going to be difficult. I think also when you start off slow at the plate, that sometimes keeps it to some of the other game. And defensively, it's not even, I don't really care about any physical errors. Those things happen to everybody. But, you know, instinctually, he hasn't always seemed like he knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball. And those are the things that better concentration lead to better decisions.
Let's just see if we can put Ronnie on hold there, Hoff or Dove, and see if there was something with his line there that obviously was bad. We're talking to Ron Darling, of course, Mets back at Citi Field today. And so are Gary, Keith, and Ron. 20th season for those guys in the SNY booth. Blue Jays, Mets, 3:10 today. Coverage begins at 1:30 only on SNY. Now there's only one way to stream the Mets on SNY. It's the MLB app. All the amazing action with an enhanced viewing experience. Download the MLB app today. We don't have Ronnie. No good.
It is. We'll get him. It's amazing. Okay. 20 years, dude. You're there now. So I was there when they launched all the new shows back right. in the day. The Wheelhouse, Daily News Live, Loudmouths. And I saw something on social media the other day. 20 years of Mets Opens, like SNY Mets Opens. Yeah. Dude, 20 years went ridiculously fast.
Which I feel like I was going to say. 20 years. I feel like it doesn't make sense because this is my 15th. It's going to be actually 16th season year. And I'm like, wow, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, I started there in 2010.
It
so
you're
in 2006.
Quick. Yeah, yeah.
It does go fast, obviously. And we'll get to more of the pitching if we could get the line back up with Ronnie there. But you know, same thing. I'm not worried about Vientos either. It is a slow start. It's only six games. But obviously his head, you know, clearly you could see that Vientos pressing a little bit. We do have Ronnie back on. How about the pitching, Ronnie? Where are you at with this Mets rotation going into the year?
Well, I think, you know, the loss of Manaea certainly hurt, but you know, when you lose a guy, you give opportunities to others. And Tyler McGill, who's pitching today, did well in Houston. I think really they just have to hold the fort until Manaea comes back. I know he's had a setback, but I think this team's going to hit enough to withstand what the starting pitching does. The bullpen really is the, you know, is not the question mark because they've gotten off to such a quick start, but they're going to have to be great because they're going to spend a lot of time late in the games trying to preserve, you know, a Mets margin of victory. So we'll see how they've done. They've done fine already.
How do you feel about the philosophy of the way Stearns builds a staff? For me, it was something I was getting acclimated to. I always wanted the horses like the Mets had with DeGrom or Scherzer or Verlander. You saw it succeed last year. You know where pitching has evolved to in today's sport. What are your thoughts on how to build a team with the rotation?
Yeah, I like what David does. In today's game, you know, there's such a fungibility to pitching, especially relief pitching. And what I mean by that, you could have a guy who has an ERA of 1.5 in 2024, and he can't get anyone out the next season. That seems to be the nature of the sport in relieving. So depth and numbers, and not necessarily all the number one guys other than Diaz, put you in a good spot. And then also, with the rotation, I think what he has found is that it's better to have, you know, five solid arms than to have one unbelievable ace because you know, there are four other days that you have to take care of. He was lucky enough in Milwaukee that he had three really, really good pitchers in Peralta and Woodruff and, of course, Corbin Burns. You know, I think that's how he's trying to build it here, trying to build it for the farm system. Maybe Sprout helps you at some point. But the guys that they have are good enough, considering the Mets offense.
You know, one thing, and we're talking to Ron Darling, of course, BT and Sal on the Fan. I remember when you guys started 2-3. I remember saying that to Sal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The 86 season, I remember, I think Knight made a couple errors at third base. You guys got off to a rocky start. You won 108. You were dominant. What do you take away from the Braves' 0-7 start? We know what the Mets did last year. Even the Nationals started 19-31 and won a World Series. But 0-7, any conclusions at all, or just it's baseball?
Although I think this is not an anomaly. I mean, this hurts you to the core if you're the Braves. Can they rebound from it? Yes. We play in a time in baseball where 12 teams get in. So at some point, can you rebound? 100%, yes. But the things that have happened to this team, you know, they lose their catcher. They lose one of their best pitchers last year, Ronaldo Lopez, maybe arguably their best pitcher last year. Profar thing really hurt. Mm. You know, you always think of the Braves, you know, whether, you know, you're a Mets fan, you might not think like this. But if you're, you know, outside looking in, you always thought of the Braves as a really class organization. They don't have those kind of players. And I think, you know, he tainted or hurt that organization to the core by signing him and then having him being suspended from steroids or whatever he was using. So all of those things, maybe if one happened, not a big deal. But in all of them happening, I think, have really hurt kind of the organization of the Braves. So it'll be interesting to see if they can rebound from that. Now, listen, again, Acuna Jr., one of the best players on the planet, and Strider, one of the best pitchers on the planet, back very soon. So if they can kind of tread water till those guys come back, then watch for the Braves to make a comeback.
And speaking of slow starts, Francisco Lindor has just been a notorious slow starter. We trust that he's going to get it back going because he's done that throughout his career. Are you seeing any difference, Ronnie, in Lindor's slow start this season compared to, let's say, last year?
No, it looks about the same. You know, it's a little bit of an overswing. If you've noticed, in a couple of games, he's lost control of the bat. Mm. You know, every player is really chasing swing velocity now. And, you know, I don't know if Francisco's doing that, but everyone's chasing that. And sometimes that gets you off balance. But I think it's pitch recognition for me, which is similar to last year. You know, he's just not seeing the ball come out of the hand, recognizing whether it's a spinner or a straight one, and then attacking. And that'll come because he's just too good.
Yeah, and more so from the left side, and maybe a foreshadow of what's going to come here. He went down on one knee, and it was a very tough pitch. I think it was a slider at his ankles the other day. That's a tough one, as you know, that he ripped down the right field line. He'll be fine. All right, so we just got the news here that Alvarez is going to catch a bullpen of Senga later today. I know Mendoza said that a little bit before. We don't really know who Alvarez is as a player. We're intrigued. We like his power. What do you think he brings to the table, and is he ready to be a consistently productive player?
Yeah, that's a really, really hard and great question. I think when I think of Alvarez, you know, he's homegrown and been expecting him for quite some time to be the next power surge behind the plate. And he's had some glimpses that have just been unbelievable, which leads you to think that it's coming. The injuries haven't helped, of course, the last two seasons. I don't know what kind of offensive player he is, to tell you the truth. I think he's a young player that has gotten lots and lots of advice. And one of the most important things you have to do as a young player is know thyself and know what advice to take in and what advice to ignore. And I think he's at the stage of his career where he kind of doesn't ignore any of it. He takes it all in. And I think that's why you've seen so many different batting stances, so many different approaches. You know, I think at some point when he matures to the point where he has one approach at the plate and he is just going to take off, will that happen? Not that easy. You know, I think it's one of the hardest things for a young player is that you want to be a people pleaser. You want to be a coach pleaser, and you want to do what they tell you to do. But you also have to remember that there's a reason you made it this far. It's because of your great God-given ability and your knowledge of what you can do and stick to your strengths. So once he does that, he'll be fine. But, you know, in a strange way, it's been twice now since he's been injured. We see how really good Luis Torrens is. Like he's a really good, solid player, not only with the bat, but also with the glove. So you're not missing. It's the one position, just like McNeil when he got hurt at second base. Those are really the two positions you could withstand for a little bit of time, not having your number one player. And Torrens has been great.
BT and Sal on the fair. We're talking with Ron Darling, the SNY booth. Gary, Keith, Ron, 20th season Mets home opener. You know, 20 years, Ronnie, you guys are great. The best booth in the game for my money. And you learn something new every day. I could not believe you haven't been to Saratoga yet.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you know what's funny about our booth is that when you throw something out like that, and we don't, you know, I have no idea what we're going to talk about from second to second. Never mind. On any kind of broadcast. And for us to talk about that, I talked about it for 3 minutes. I had like 20 texts from friends who wanted to take me out to dinner or do something in Saratoga when I'm there and all that stuff. So it's quite a powerful position to be to be kind of a spokesperson for the Mets and their team. I love it. I still love it as much as I did in our first season, and I'll do it until I don't love it anymore.
And, of course, we love you, Ronnie. Met fans love you. Hopefully I run into you at Belmont. You'll be out there. I know you said you'd take it off to go to the Belmont, of course, at Saratoga. It's tremendous. Looking forward to it. Hey, come on, Ronnie. We got to meet up, maybe hook up, have a little Surfside or whatever drink of your choice out of
Belmont.
He's
a rum and coke guy, I heard. He used to go to my buddy's bar, the Tribeca Tavern, all the time, Ronnie, right?
There you go.
Yeah,
there
man.
You go.
And I'm sure, Ronnie, you don't have to pay for drinks being Ron Darling. So certainly.
Well, then we should definitely get together and lose some money together. How's that sound?
Oh, sounds great to me. And if I had your number, I'd be hitting you up, believe me, just like those other people. Ronnie, have a blast. Look forward to seeing you throughout the course of the year. Enjoy the home opener.
Thanks, guys. You guys are the best. Take
All
care.
Right,
good
there
job,
you go.
Dude.
Ron Darling, Mets are back at Citi Field today. So we're Gary, Keith, and Ron, 20 seasons, Blue Jays, Mets, 3:10 p.m. Coverage begins at 1:30 only on SNY. And now there's only one way to stream the Mets on SNY. It's the MLB app. All the amazing action with an enhanced viewing experience. Download the MLB app today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.